Derek Francis joins us live right now. Mr. Francis, tell us about Humboldt Hockey Day. What's going on?
You know, it was a pretty cool day. Pretty stirring is probably the best word I could come up with. You know, they were expecting maybe 1,000 people here, and kind of like the GoFundMe page that they thought might get $100,000 and went to $15 million. The crowds far surpassed their expectations. There were closer to 4,000 people here, which in a city of 5,800 is pretty significant. Just stirring. You know, I'm at the practice right now in Elder Peterson Arena. There's hockey being played on this ice for the first time. And that's pretty cool. There are hundreds of people watching, and there's 80 kids here trying to make this team and start to rebuild a proud tradition here in this city. And the city, the people, the NHL, the NHLPA, they all did themselves really proud today by taking another step by celebrating hockey in this good community, and that's all part of the healing.
So you've been there all day. Just tell me about what today's consisted of.
So the catalyst for this whole thing was Chandler Stephenson, who was, you know, part of the Washington Capitals, won a Stanley Cup. He had said during the playoffs that if they had won the Stanley Cup, he was bringing the cup to Humboldt. Now, he'd never played here. He played here in minor hockey tournaments, but he's from Saskatoon, an hour away. And he just said, I want to do my part to try and help the healing. So with that, the NHL, the NHLPA, Andrew Ferentz, 19 former players and current players all said, we're in, including three Flames. Brett Kulak was here. Mark Jankowski was here. And so was Travis Hamonic. Surprise, surprise. And Braden Shen, Lord, who else? Some of the other guys, Braden McNabb. A bunch of guys came out here. They came. Stephenson had the cup, and everybody lined up for the cup. And, you know, what was stirring to me was the lineup went around the entire arena. This beautiful, you know, green and gold lineup went around the arena, kind of wrapping around the building, kind of like this country wrapped its arms around this community. And the lineup, some people lined up for 2 hours for a chance to see the Stanley Cup. When they got inside the community center, there were all sorts of Hall of Fame exhibits with a real Western flair. Gordie Howe, guys with Western, Devin Dubnyk, Jordan Eberle, all sorts of great artifacts. Glenn Hall, who's from here, Johnny Bauer. Mm-hmm. And they weaved in and through all those things as they waited to step up to the cup, get their photo, touch it, have a chat with Chandler. It was just really cool. And then there were ball hockey games when all the players were playing in with the kids. T-shirts were handed out. They were selling merchandise that go to all the right, you know, to the fund. There was just a lot going on. Accuracy shooting. And what I thought was so cute about the accuracy shooting, I watched Brett Kulak shoot with a bunch of kids. They just set up in the parking lot a washer and a dryer. And you fire trucks to try and put them in the washer or the dryer, just like Sidney Crosby so famously did as a kid. So, you know, it was all pretty grassroots and pretty cool. And, you know, around town there's the odd sign still saying Humboldt strong and pray for Humboldt. But people came out in droves today. And, you know, one thing I didn't see any tears today. You know, and that's symbolic. I mean, 4 months has passed and, you know, time heals. But there was one room, though, that had lots of tears, apparently. And that was Chandler took the cup in at the beginning of the day to a bunch of friends and family members of the players who had passed away and coaches. And he brought it in that room. And apparently that was the president of the team called that the healing room. And there was a lot of tears and a lot of hugs. And anyway, it was a pretty neat moment, I guess, for all those people. And they said everyone felt pretty good about the fact that they could share some joy and kind of get people's minds more on hockey. And now I'm watching hockey, and people here are excited to watch that.
Well, and you're there, so you have a better feel on it. Eric Francis from Sportsnet is joining us from Humboldt, Saskatchewan. It's Humboldt Hockey Day. And what is the sense that you get about where the healing process is and how far the city has come and how important it is to get hockey back on the ice.
It's hugely important. Like, you know, everybody here is so sick of talking about the tragedy and all that stuff. They want to talk about hockey. They want to talk about anything but that. And now they have something tangible to look at, to be part of, to see, to smell, you know, to get back in the rink. You know, just even for me, just hearing the sound of the pucks hitting sticks and off the glass, you could probably hear some of it in the background. I love it. And I'm not talking about just because of the Humboldt situation. I'm a Canadian and I love the game and I love that sound. And so where they're at in terms of healing, like I said, there were no tears today. This was not a hard place for people to come to today. This was an exciting place for people to come to. And I talked to people who came from Saskatoon, Prince Albert, somebody who flew in from Calgary. There people came from far and wide to kind of be here. You know, they want to see the cup. They want to see some of these NHLers. But some of them just want to be here and be part of the healing process. So it was an exciting place to be today, not a sad place at all.
I know that one of the things that you and I had talked about a little earlier, but, you know, you were kind of looking forward to being a part of the special moment where they come back out on the ice and they get out there and hopefuls for the coming season get out there and start shooting some pucks around. What was that like?
You know, I overhyped it. I kind of thought that they'd step on the ice about 10 minutes ago and there would be this emotional smattering of applause. And, you know, no. They hit the ice and they went right into a drill right away. So, the team is working very hard to just move on. And I think that's what they have to do. They've spoken to the players about not talking to the media. They've spoken to the players about, you know, focusing on hockey. There's a media blackout right now. They don't want the media to talk to any of the players. I'm not sure how long that's going to last or how wide-ranging that is. But, you know, that's the attitude they've gone in with. They need to get back to the business of building a hockey franchise. And, you know, in junior hockey, especially at this level, you're starting almost from scratch on an annual basis because there's so much, you know, movement and guys move on. But, you know, this is obviously different. There are two players, one on the ice right now, but there are two players from last year's team who are trying to make this team again this year and, you know, will undoubtedly make the team. But that to me is stirring, that there were two kids who are, you know, healthy enough and really want to be back here and be part of the rebuilding process. They'll no doubt be leaders of this team. They'll be the poster boys for this team moving forward. And, you know, I'm really interested to talk to them. I hope they let us talk to them tomorrow because, you know, their insights are very interesting to me in terms of the mindset, the excitement. You know, I think that excitement can be infectious, too. So I hope they let them talk to us.
It is like it's such a bizarre situation to be in if you're the actual hockey team, because they're going forward with the season, and I know that there were some who wondered if they should or shouldn't, but they're going forward with the season. They're gonna and I think for the record it's the right call. It's part of the healing process. So they're icing a team this year. You still have to ice the hockey team. You still have to build your hockey team, and you do have to kind of move on and put things in the past, and yet you can't forget about what happened. It's a very unique situation that I can't imagine how difficult it would be to be a member of the Humboldt Broncos right now.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting to talk to the president today. He received phone calls, and the coach as well. They received phone calls from all over North America, guys who wanted to be part of this. And phone calls that they wouldn't otherwise probably have received, you know. Granted, lots of kids want to play junior hockey, and there's never a shortage of players who want to try out for a team. But they said people had reached out from far and wide to say, listen, I know the story, I know the situation, and it's powerful, and it's something that I want to be part of. I want to be part of something special and help move this thing forward. And I think that's pretty cool, too, that so many people, you know, really want to embrace this as being more than just making a hockey team and furthering their hockey career. They want to be part of something that, you know, a lot of people will be watching. So, you know, that part, I think, is really cool, too. There was another, you know, kid here, Caleb Dahlgren, was here today. he was injured in the crash to a degree. He's going to go on to York University this year. And as part of the outpouring of support that everyone's throwing this team's way, York University is going to come and play an exhibition game here in Humboldt later this year. Now, whether Dahlgren will be able to play, he's not sure he's going to be able to start the season this year. He's hoping after Christmas he'll be right. He thinks his body is healed, but he said he doesn't think his head is healed. And that's a very interesting statement that I think, other people that are moving on in their hockey careers from here and that were in that accident would probably concur with. So there's just a lot of moving parts mm-hmm. here. And, it was interesting. I spoke to a family from Saskatoon today, and I just, said, why'd you come here? And their son has type 1 diabetes, and he's 7 years old, and he's part of Dahlgren's Diabeauties, they call it. It's just the cutest name. And Dahlgren, I guess, for the last several years, as a type 1 diabetes, a person with type 1 diabetes, has recruited 10 young players in and around Saskatoon and Humboldt and has kind of mentored them to show them that, A, you can still further, play hockey as someone with diabetes, but also as just a mentor, period. And this is long before Dahlgren was even in this crash. So the character of these kids, no one questioned it ever before. But when you hear stories like that and hear that he was out there doing the sort of stuff that Travis Hamonic is so famous for, as a member of the SJHL, that just puts him up even up mm-hmm. another notch in my books, if you ask me.
So what happens from here? Like, today's Humboldt Hockey Day. There's, NHL coaches and players and media have all descended on Humboldt, and, it's a big day. But what happens now? It's just training camp. Now it's all about the start of training camp, right?
Yeah. You know what? Now the focus is on the first game of the season. There's a lot of, I think it's September 12th against Nipawin, and that's going to be something that everyone's, focused on. And people talk about it nervously, like that's the next hurdle. Today was a hurdle of some sort to kind of get everyone back. And now it's, okay, let's build a team. And that first game, it's going to be aired on national TV. There are going to be a lot of eyeballs on this team. Kind of like the day after September 12th, I would say, there'll be fewer and fewer eyeballs on this team. Tomorrow, most of the media that I've talked to, they're all leaving tonight or tomorrow. So, they had their one day, and that's it. They're gone. So I asked the coach when he thought things would be normal again. He said, you tell me. He says, I have no idea. There's no playbook on this. None of us have ever been through anything like this. Part of it will be dictated by how much media attention there is. So I think that's why he said that. But, normalcy is something everyone here is striving for. I don't know when they get there. I really don't. One of the stories I like to point to when I look at this whole story is, the Swift Current Broncos and their bus crash many, many years ago.
Yep.
Several years later, they came back, and they had four people die in that car crash or that bus crash. But several years later, they came back and won a national championship. They won the Memorial Cup. Man, is there a person in the country or the world who's not cheering for something like that to happen here? I mean, that would just be the ultimate ending. And there have been so many situations where terrible things have been turned into beautiful things. And this is an example of that in many ways, that the beautiful outpouring of love and support from around the world in Canada. This team really did turn something horrible into something beautiful. And I hope that continues. And I think it will continue. I think this team, this organization, this community has the power to continue turning this terrible tragedy into something more and more beautiful.
Yeah, and I think that today is just another example of that, and just how well attended it's been, and just how important it's been in the healing process. Well, Eric, I really appreciate you sharing some thoughts from Humboldt. Today's Humboldt Hockey Day in Humboldt, Saskatchewan, the first day of training camp, and it sure does sound like it's going to be huge in the healing process, and I'm really, really happy to hear about that, because it's still... You think about it, Eric, it's still only been 4 months. That is not a long period of time. And I know for, in your everyday lives, it's just natural. It starts to fade. But I'm happy that there are things like this, because this is one of those things a community in need, so many families in need. You can't let this one fade. You have to remind yourself that something horrible happened, and they still need help in Humboldt.
Yeah. You know what? I'm glad that the media and people who came today, and even, you know, talking to you, are honoring what they're doing here, because it's not easy. Can I just tell you one more story about this?
And of
I
course.
Could talk about the Broncos all day, every day, because it means so much to me and so many Calgarians and Canadians. I talked to a gentleman today who's the color voice on the radio of this team, and I didn't know he was. He was just wearing this beauty of an old leather jacket, Humboldt Broncos leather jacket from 1979. Like, I would kill to own something like that. It is gorgeous. And he played for the team for 4 years. He lived here for 15 after a career in farming. And is the color man. He wasn't on the bus because he went to Mexico for a holiday. Otherwise, he would have been on that bus with Tyler, who was the play-by-play voice of that team, of this team. And just by fate, you know, him and his wife decided to go to Mexico. And, you know, he says he doesn't play the game of, because sometimes him and Tyler would drive separately and not on the team bus to games, and maybe on that case they would have. But he said, I'm not going to spend the rest of my life thinking about that, wondering about that. I'm moving on. I'm so thankful that for whatever reason, the good Lord, you know, had me in Mexico and not on that bus. But what an incredible story of fate. I mean, a guy who normally otherwise would have been on that bus, but just him and his wife decided to schedule this trip, and it saved his life. So, wow, was I ever happy to talk to a guy like that. As I said to him at the end, man, I'm really happy you went to Mexico too.
Yeah, no doubt. That's really cool. I appreciate you sharing some of those stories. And just before we wrap up, my friend, we'll make sure that today is all feel good with Eric Francis. Tell me what's going on with the Heart Foundation, because they've got something cool that's kicking off right away as well. It's called Backpacks for the Community. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I just, you know, Martha Hart is a good friend of mine, a neighbor, and you know, I'm hugely impressed, and I always try to help support the Owen Hart Foundation, which does so much good in our community. Martha's done a great job honoring her husband's name and by paying it forward to so many people. And they are handing out backpacks for, you know, kids, less fortunate kids on Macklin Ford. And they've stuffed these things with all the things that a kid would need to start school. And they're handing out 150 of them. I think you had to have signed up to get them. But in conjunction with Macklin Ford, they're, you know, people go pick these things up. And next year, she's hoping to expand it to 1,000 backpacks. And the need's that great, I guess, for kids who can't afford some of the necessities like a backpack and some of the school supplies that you need. Because I know as a father, I thought all that stuff was taken care of, and I thought that as a kid too. But no, the parents are on the hook for all the things you need for school, all the supplies. So pretty cool that they're handing that stuff out. And thanks for letting me give it a mention. And thank you to Martha for continuing to make our community great.
Good stuff, my man. Well, I guess I don't know exactly the right words to use, but I guess just enjoy the rest of your time taking in what is a really special weekend in Humboldt. And get back safely, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
I appreciate it. You know, I do consider it an honor to be here. That sounds odd to say maybe, but it's an honor to be here, you know, covering something like this. It means so much more than covering a Flames practice in between games 42 and 43 in the middle of the season. And I don't mean that to sound negative for the Flames, but you know what I mean. This is bigger than sports, you know. So it's cool. Thanks for your time, buddy.
Good stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care. Cheers.